So, you have a new show for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
I read the title of your email, and I gotta say, I'm super pumped about this idea.
Well, great.
So tell me, what the heck is Breast Games anyway?
What?
What is it?
No, it's Beast Games, sir.
Oh. But it's hosted by Mr. Breast?
No, Mr. Beast.
Oh, okay. I completely misread that email. I guess I'll still hear you out.
Okay, well, sir, see, Mr. Beast is like the most popular YouTuber in the world, right?
Oh, popularity. That can translate into money.
Yeah, and this guy's all about money. He gives away a ton of cash and sells so much stuff to kids.
I like the cut of this guy's jib.
What the hell's a jib?
That's a boat thing. Rich people understand. I'll talk to Mr. Breast about it.
Okay.
So what's this show?
Well, we'd have Mr. Beast make, like, the ultimate game show.
Oh. What does that mean?
Well, it basically means he'd do Squid Game, but for real. He's really into Squid Game.
I don't think we'll be able to kill any contestants. We haven't reached that level of dystopia just yet, but we're working on it.
All right, I guess. We could just have them drop from platforms or walk away sadly.
That sounds fine.
So this show would have a big cash prize, and we'd start with 1,000 contestants.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's gonna be so many of them that Mr. Beast's gonna keep looking at them like, wow, they look like ants, or wow, they look like a horde of zombies.
Hey, that's a little dehumanizing.
Kinda.
Dehumanizing the peasants is tight.
So he's gonna dangle a bunch of money in front of these people and get them to show the worst sides of themselves.
Wow, it really is like Squid Game.
Yeah, except for real. He's also gonna have guards with masks like in Squid Game, and he's gonna have a hoodie like the Game Master. The players are gonna be numbered.
Amazing. Hey, do you think it's a red flag that he watched Squid Game and identified not with the players, but with the people running the games?
No, I do not.
Great, just checking. So I guess there's gonna be players that the viewers can identify with?
Well, whoa, not for a while.
What?
Well, with 1,000 players, it's not like we could really get to know any of them until most of them are eliminated, and that'll take multiple episodes.
I guess that's fine. People will eventually care. So what are these games?
Well, we're gonna start with everybody on squares, and then we're gonna see if we can bribe some of them to eliminate themselves.
Okay.
And so then, some people, they're gonna do that. They'll leave.
What's the game?
I'm getting to the game.
Sorry.
So then there's like rows of the remaining people.
Okay.
And then one person per row has to self-eliminate, or the whole row gets eliminated.
So that's like...
So people are gonna scream at each other and peer pressure each other, and lots of people are gonna cry because a lot of people will have joined this show to try and get them and their families out of poverty.
That is pretty hilarious.
And then we get to unceremoniously drop them through trap doors into the abyss like human props for our amusement.
I do want to watch that happen. So what was the game, though?
I'm getting to the game.
Are you? Because so far it just sounds like convincing people to leave the show on their own.
This is the game now.
All right, I'm listening.
Then the remaining people have to build little stacks with some blocks, and the 100 people whose stacks fall, they gotta leave.
Oh, yeah, all right. I mean, that's something, kinda.
And then we're gonna try to bribe the people that are left to leave.
We're bribing again, okay.
Yeah, but if you accept the bribe, your whole row is eliminated.
So is this Mr. Beast show just Mr. Beast trying to get people to leave his Mr. Beast show?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Okay.
Also, people trying to get each other to leave the show with words.
All right, maybe I'm not getting it. Maybe tell me about some other stuff you had planned.
We're also gonna have this thing where there are a bunch of people in groups of threes placed in cubes, right?
Right.
And each group has to convince one person amongst themselves to leave the show. Or like people are split into big groups and put up on these big towers.
Oh, towers. That sounds promising.
Yeah, and each team needs to convince people from their own group to just leave the show.
Oh my god. Okay, are there games where that does not happen?
Yeah, there's like a game where everybody has to try to drop a red ball at the correct time, and a game where it's like trivia questions. There's a potato sack race.
Oh, well, at least this show won't be too expensive to make if it's just little party games like that.
It's gonna be the most expensive reality show ever made.
Wait, what?
Well, I'm thinking it might be nice to build a city.
You wanna build a city?
Yeah, Mr. Beast likes that kind of thing, so I figure we build an entire city for these players to, like, play with little red balls.
All right, well, I guess we can build an entire city so Mr. Beast can have people peer pressure each other into leaving and play with little red balls.
Amazing.
But there's gotta be some spectacle in this thing, okay? Kick it up a notch.
Way ahead of you. I was thinking there'd be a pirate ship game where the players have to fire real cannons.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Wow.
Yeah, so that's gonna be really fun.
That does sound fun.
And obviously we'll have Mr. Beast try to bribe them into not doing it.
What?
Well, if someone volunteers to leave the show, then we just won't do that thing.
So they'll be standing at the cannons, but if one of them wants some money, they're just not gonna touch the cannons?
That's right, and then we'll also have a little side quest where people try to win an island.
What are you talking about?
Like, if some people want, they could try to win an island, or else they just go, like, hang out at a resort for a couple of days.
What does one even do with an island as a prize?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
And at a certain point, I was thinking we have have Lil Yachty show up.
Who?
He's a rapper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he'll be there for one of the games.
And what's he gonna do?
He's gonna be there for one of the games.
He's gonna play?
No.
He'll perform?
No. He'll just stand around and watch and not say much of anything at all.
And I guess the contestants are gonna freak out because they'll be such big fans?
Well, you know, if they even know who he is, there's a good chance they don't, and then they'll have no reaction whatsoever. But that's a risk we're gonna take.
Why?
Because.
That works.
And so then as more and more players leave, we'll finally get to know some of the players and their stories and why they're doing the show, and people will be able to start rooting for them.
Wow, well, sounds like the last few episodes are gonna be pretty sweet.
Yeah, and we'll have them play games against each other and form alliances and lie and cheat.
Savage. Savage, even.
Yes, sir. I can't emphasize enough how much better the show's gonna get with fewer contestants.
Well, how about we start with less contestants and have the whole show be good?
Hey, shut up, and that's all gonna lead to the grand finale.
Oh boy, what's the big spectacle of a final game?
A fierce head-to-head competition between the two final players where there's like briefcases and the money's in one of the briefcases and they have to like hide it from each other.
Oh, like running around, like zipping around the towers?
No, like on a table, but the other person's not allowed to look.
Right.
Something wrong?
I don't know. I think it might be tough to get people to enjoy the show you've described to me.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cause see, I'm thinking we give away the biggest cash prize in TV history.
Oh.
Because as you know, if you break a record with a thing, that thing is automatically good.
Is that how that works?
It might be.
Well, then let's just go all in on that then.
Throw enough money at this thing and it'll get number one on some lists.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.